Today's episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by Gusto. Get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. Find out more at gusto.com/creative. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am the founder of Accidental Creative and the author of several books, including The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and the new book, Herding Tigers, Be the Leader That Creative People Need. Here on the show, we talk about you and your process and all the things that are necessary for you to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy as a creative professional. As those who have to go to work, we have to solve problems, we have to make it up as we go every day. And with that comes a unique set of pressures and dynamics. So on this show, we talk about those pressures and dynamics that we often don't see every day. We experience them, but we don't know how to diagnose them. As we diagnose them, we talk about how to countermand them so that we can position ourselves to do the best work of our lives. And on today's show, we're going to talk about a dynamic that I think many of us assume is just the way it is. This is just what it is to work in an organization, to do the inherently complex work that we do. And so much so that we often don't even recognize it when it arises, and we certainly don't do anything to countermand it. And I'm talking about something called unnecessary complexity. This is a topic that I wrote about in The Accidental Creative. And I also addressed it again in Herding Tigers, because I think for many leaders, when we're leading creative teams, it's difficult sometimes for us to see the actual value that we are contributing to the process, because the team is doing the work. The team is often doing the designing, the writing, the strategizing, some of the stuff that happens on kind of the front lines of the interactions with our clients or our organizational leaders. And sometimes the only way that we can feel like we're contributing value is by developing systems, by figuring out new processes, new ways of doing the work. But sometimes those processes can just be needlessly complex. We're going to talk about that today. And we're going to talk about ways that unnecessary complexity can creep into our personal creative lives as well, and what we can do to begin to countermand it so that we are free and clear to do our best work. So before we jump into this, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by a brand new sponsor. I'm super excited to have them on the show. It's brought to you by Gusto. So if you have a business, or if you know someone who does, you probably know that small business owners wear a lot of hats, a lot of hats. And some of those hats are totally great, but some of them, like filing taxes, running payroll, you know, for example, are not so great. And that's where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and HR actually easy for small businesses. Fast, simple payroll processing, benefits, and expert HR support all in one place. Gusto automatically pays and files your federal, state, and local taxes, so you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they make it easy to add health benefits and even 401ks for your team. Those old school clunky payroll providers just weren't built for the way that modern businesses work, especially small businesses. But Gusto is. So let them handle one of your many hats. You have better things to do. And here's the deal that Gusto is offering to listeners of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Listeners can get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. So try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/creative. That's gusto.com/creative. We thank Gusto for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. So this is a story that I often tell when I'm giving a workshop for an organization or doing a talk at a conference. By the way, if you're interested in bringing me to your company, just visit toddhenry.com/speaking and we can communicate. But anyway, several years ago, I was doing an organizational restructure, and it was a pretty major restructure. And I was very excited about this restructure and spent months thinking about it, about the best way to restructure the teams and what we were going to call the teams and how the roles were going to change and all of this. And I spent a lot of time sort of in isolation working on this as the team leader. And then the time came to roll it out to the team. And when I presented it, I knew I was in trouble within the first 30 seconds, because the team was like deer caught in the headlights. They were just staring back at me like, what are you talking about? What does this even mean? What is that phrase? That means nothing to me. I don't understand why we're doing this, what you're talking about. And what I realized was that all of these things that I had done, the things that made sense to me, that were intuitive to me, were not at all intuitive to the team, because there were gaps in our understanding. And in order to show my value to the organization, I had built something that I thought was tremendously elegant and had all of these nuances and complexities. That was how I showed my value in this process, in this reorganization. But to the team, it just seemed needlessly complex, and it was needlessly complex. You see, sometimes as leaders, or frankly, even just as creative pros, we want to prove our worth. And in order to prove our worth, we make things needlessly complex. We add value where nobody's asking for value. We add complexity in order to show that, look, I'm the only one who could have done this. I am the only one who could have created something like this. But in so doing, we often make things too complex for other people to engage with them. Unnecessary complexity leads to dissonance, which is one of the assassins that I wrote about in The Accidental Creative. Dissonance is when there's a gap between the why and the what of our work. And every point of unnecessary complexity is an opportunity for dissonance to emerge, because people can tell different stories because they have different understandings of why we're doing what we're doing when things are needlessly complex. We need to make things as simple as they can be. Processes as simple as they can be. Definitions of problems as simple as they can be. So that we can use our finite cognitive ability to solve the actual problems we're being paid to solve, and not to navigate the process by which we're solving those problems. So I want to talk about a couple of sources of unnecessary complexity that are rampant, not just in organizational life, but in the life of the average creative professional as well, and a couple of ways we can identify them and begin to overcome them. Okay, so the first is any unnecessary task or unnecessary process that is required for you to be able to do the work that you're tasked with doing. Anytime that you have to stop and think because the process itself is confusing to you, or you don't know what the clear next step is in the process because the process itself has to be interpreted and has to be somehow figured out before you can even dedicate the mental energy necessary to doing the work itself, then it's a potential candidate for unnecessary complexity. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have complex processes. Of course we do. And many of us have proprietary processes in our organization. I get that. But whenever the process becomes so complex that it begins to hamstring the organization, or whenever you in your life have a process that is so complex that it begins to hamstring your ability to bring yourself fully and freely to the work, then it becomes a problem, because no longer is the process serving you, you are serving the process. I always like to say that systems serve you, not the other way around. So any place where you feel like you are serving a system rather than the system serving you, that is a candidate for potential unnecessary complexity. So I encourage you to think about, where in my life, my day-to-day activity, is there a process, a system, something that causes me to have to stop and think when I engage with it because the process is needlessly, unnecessarily complex. Every point of unnecessary complexity is an opportunity for dissonance to emerge organizationally, which means a gap between the why and the what, confusion, a lack of cohesion, which means that it's going to be more difficult for you to dedicate the time, the energy, the thought necessary to be able to do your work. So are there any unnecessary steps in your process that need to be weeded out? The second place I'd like you to consider is unnecessarily complex problem definition. There is a dynamic I call in organizations Frankenmonster problems. And a Frankenmonster problem is a problem where every single person in the organization has to have their specific interest represented in how we talk about the problem. So you end up with a problem statement that has all of these contingencies and all of these different interests from different parts of the organization represented. And by the end of stating the problem, nobody understands what it is we're really trying to do. And the reason is that we have tried to, in order to cover ourselves, we've tried to add so many things into the problem or into the project that nobody really understands what we're doing anymore. So is there something you're working on right now that you're having difficulty gaining traction on because the objective is not clearly defined, or it's defined in too complex a way? Okay, I encourage you to stop and to consider how you can redefine the problems that you're working on more clearly, more specifically, and without unnecessary complexity. And another way this plays out is what I call legacy problems. Legacy problems are problems that stick around long after they should. They overstay their welcome. So, you know, maybe there's some way that you're thinking about a project that is the way you were thinking about the project 3 weeks ago or a month ago or 2 months ago, but it's no longer relevant to where you are now. So think about any place where maybe you're holding on to problems too long. You're spending too much time thinking about things that are no longer relevant. What are we solving for now? is the question you should be asking on a consistent basis, if not a daily basis. Has the problem statement changed? What are we solving for now? All right, so the first place is unnecessary steps or processes. The second is needlessly complex problem definition. And the third place is needlessly complex goals. Just like we can turn problem statements into Frankenmonster problems, we can also have Frankenmonster objectives, right? Where, you know, you're in the quarterly company meeting and you hear what you're trying to do this quarter, and then something else is added and something else is added and something else is added. And at the beginning, it sounded great, but now you've got 7 or 8 or 9 different things that you're trying to do. And there's no way we could possibly focus on all of those things. Or maybe in your personal life, your personal business, your personal career ambitions and objectives, you start off with a very simple goal, something you want to accomplish, and then another is added and another and another. And pretty soon you're trying to do 17 different things this quarter that just simply are not reasonable given your finite focus, assets, time, and energy. So where have you made your goals, your objectives too complex, needlessly complex, unnecessarily complex? Because those are the places where you're likely to get off the rails. I love, and I've mentioned this before, I love Tim Ferriss's question, what would this look like if it were easy? Now, things aren't easy, right? But I think asking the question, what would this look like if it were easy, is a great place to start if you want to eliminate unnecessary complexity, because it starts you down the path of thinking about what is the minimum that would solve for the problem, or what is the minimum that would help me accomplish the goal that I'm trying to tackle, rather than layering thing upon thing, objective upon objective. And pretty soon, you look up and you realize you're accomplishing nothing because you're trying to accomplish everything. So how can you simplify your goals, your ambitions, your projects, the things that you're working on right now, so that they are streamlined in such a way that you can really gain traction? You can dedicate that finite focus, assets, time, and energy to something that is meaningful and that you can measure and that you can make regular progress on. Okay, so those are the three areas where I'd like for you to think about unnecessary complexity. Number one, are there unnecessary steps or processes that you're putting in your own path? Things that you're having to do just to be able to navigate your day-to-day work, let alone actually do the work you're tasked with. Number two, are there unnecessarily complex problem statements that you're dealing with? You know, how can you simplify the problems that you're trying to solve so that you're not confusing your efforts on a daily basis? Instead, you're spending your finite energy meaningfully. And then finally, are your goals needlessly complex? Do you need to simplify greatly? I know the answer for me for all three of these is yes, because we are complexity machines. It's what we are. We just make things needlessly complex. It's our nature to want to do so. We have to fight complexity. We have to battle against it. Things don't get more simple on their own. They only get more complex. So I encourage you to sit this week and spend some time thinking about these areas and how you can make your life only as complex as it needs to be able to accomplish your objectives. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. interact@accidentalcreative.com is my email address. Would love to hear from you there, or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.